Hey everyone, ready to go a little deeper on Mallorca?
Always up for an adventure.
Right. We've got this amazing blog post about someone's luxurious week in Mallorca and some extra notes. And I think for today, what we really want to figure out is what makes Mallorca special? Like beyond the usual tourist stuff, you know?
Definitely. We want to get to the heart of it.
So this blog starts off strong, right at Cap Rocat. It's this hotel, but it used to be a military fortress.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool, right? It seems like Mallorca does this a lot, taking these old historic places and turning them into something luxurious.
I can already picture myself there getting a massage and then having dinner at their sea club under the stars. It sounds incredible, but is it really experiencing the real Mallorca?
That's the question, isn't it? How do you balance those super curated experiences with the authentic local stuff? Well, the blog then moves on to Palma. They mention the cathedral, of course, but then they do a walking tour with a local expert named Alexandra.
A local guide? That's got to be the best way to find those hidden gems.
For sure. The notes actually mention that the old town in Palma is just packed with history, going all the way back to the Moors. I'm curious to see what Alexandra shows them.
Me too.
Well, they wander through these winding streets, hearing all these stories about the ancient walls and everything. And of course, no trip to Palma is complete without trying the local food.
Naturally.
They head to La Sue Market and try sobrasada. It's this spicy sausage spread.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. And they also had ensaimada. It's this spiral pastry, a total Mallorcan thing.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'd love to pair that with some local Mallorcan wine. Okay, so we've got luxury accommodations, local markets, but day three takes a turn. They go on a private sailing trip. What stood out to you about that?
Well, first they leave from this place called Port Adriano. It was designed by Philippe Starck, so you've got that modern design element right off the bat. But then, get this, they sail to these super secluded coves in the Serra de Tramuntana Mountains. Crystal clear water, cliffs, empty beaches.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Do they talk about the history of the Serra de Tramuntana at all? It seems like such a dramatic landscape. There's got to be some stories there.
You're totally right. My notes say that it's actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So people have been shaping that land for centuries. Terraced fields, these old irrigation systems, traditional stone villages. It's all still there.
I had no idea. It's amazing how much history is woven into the landscape. So they're sailing, taking in the scenery, and then they have this gourmet lunch on board with fresh fish.
Pure luxury. But then they go for a different kind of luxury. They go to El Coto Boutique and Spa Hotel.
Ooh, spa time.
Yeah, exactly. It's near Estrank Beach, and it's run by this family, the Navarettes. They really focus on wellness and rejuvenation at this hotel.
I was actually reading about their spa, the Silentia Spa and Wellness Center. They have this thermal circuit with mineral-rich water. I hear it's supposed to be amazing for circulation and relaxation.
It sounds incredible. And they don't just stop there. They also offer a tailored wellness program. Yoga, meditation, even a personalized nutrition consultation. And they actually incorporate mindfulness into everything they do. Like, really encourage guests to be present.
It's really a whole body, whole mind approach.
Yeah.
It's not just about pampering yourself. It's about feeling good from the inside out. But they don't just focus on inner peace. Their restaurant at El Coto also uses local and seasonal ingredients.
Right. It's all connected. Taking care of yourself, appreciating what the land has to offer.
Exactly. So after that tranquil interlude, they go on a guided hike through the Serra de Tramuntana Mountains.
Full circle. Right. Back to those incredible mountains.
The vlog talks about ancient olive groves, charming little villages. They actually name a couple Dea and Valdemosa. But the part that stood out to me was this place called Sun Meroig.
Yeah, it's a historic estate. And apparently it has this iconic marble pavilion with a stunning view.
It sounds breathtaking. And then after all that hiking, they head north. Northern Mallorca is known for its art and culture. What were your impressions of that part of the blog?
I was struck by the contrast, honestly. It's old and new, all mixed together. They start in Palencia, which is a town with a big artist community.
I love that.
Then they visit Alcudia, which is another town nearby. But Alcudia is totally different. It's got medieval walls and Roman ruins. It's like stepping back in time.
It's that blend of old and new again. It seems to be a theme. They even managed to fit in a visit to the Sabasa Blanca Museum. Have you heard of that?
Vaguely.
It has this unique collection of art, and it's right on the coast, so you get these incredible sea views, too.
Wow. And for their last night, they choose El Vicens, which is a boutique hotel. It's all about sustainability and connecting with the local environment.
I'm seeing that more and more. People really want to travel consciously.
Absolutely. This hotel even offers a cooking class with their chef, where you can learn how to make traditional Mallorcan dishes using, of course, local ingredients.
It's that hands-on experience, right? Not just observing, but really participating.
Exactly. And then for their last meal, they go to U Vicens, which is a farm-to-table restaurant run by this famous Mallorcan chef, Sentitora. They talk about a real sense of community there, like it goes beyond the food.
It sounds like the perfect ending to their trip. So much of what they describe, it's like escaping that crazy city life and finding a different rhythm. It's the locals smiling and greeting each other, strangers becoming friends over tapas. Like they just slow down and savor life more.
It's that sense of connection, right? To the place, to the people, and to yourself. It seems like Mallorca really offers that.
It really is amazing how they manage to balance, the luxurious side of things with really getting to know Mallorcan culture. But I think it's time to kind of step back and look at some of the big themes here. What would you say are the most important takeaways for our listeners?
Well, for me, it's that blend of history and modern life that we keep seeing. I mean, you have the Palma Cathedral and those medieval walls, but then you also have these super modern hotels and art museums.
Yeah. It's like they're not afraid to embrace both, you know?
Exactly. And it's not just the buildings, it's that whole vibe of slowing down, appreciating the simple things.
Yeah.
It's a totally different energy than a big city.
Definitely. And speaking of a different energy, the blog writer talks about feeling a much stronger sense of community in Mallorca compared to, like, their life in New York.
Yeah, they mentioned how everyone greets each other, how strangers end up becoming friends over tapas.
It makes you realize how easy it is to lose that in our everyday lives.
Totally. And that connection to local culture is woven into everything they do on the trip, the walking tour, the cooking class. It's about experiencing the island through the eyes of the people who live there.
And we can't forget about the natural beauty, those mountains, those coves. I mean, it's picture perfect. But it makes me wonder, is it possible to experience that without contributing to over-tourism?
That's a great point, and it's something we should all be thinking about. The good news is that the blog highlights ways to do it responsibly, like hiking, for example. It's a low-impact way to really connect with nature.
And even if you're not a hiker, there are other options. I remember them describing a sunset yoga session at Cap Rocat. Super peaceful.
It's all about finding those moments of stillness. And of course, we can't talk about Mallorca without mentioning the food.
Oh, yeah. The blog is full of descriptions of amazing meals, from fresh seafood to that incredible farm-to-table dinner they had at U Vicens.
It sounds incredible. And I love how they balance those traditional dishes, like the sobrasada, with modern dining experiences, like the sky bar.
It shows that Mallorca is a place that honors its traditions but isn't afraid to evolve.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so appealing. There's something for everyone, whether you're into history, nature, food, or just need a break from the everyday grind.
It's like a chance to recharge, to rediscover those things that bring you joy. But we haven't really talked about the luxury aspect, which is a big part of this blog post. How does that fit in with all this talk about authenticity and cultural immersion?
That's interesting. And you're right, they do emphasize experiencing Mallorca in style with those luxurious hotels and private sailing trips.
But it's a different kind of luxury, don't you think? It's not just about being fancy. It's about having experiences that are truly meaningful, those moments that stay with you long after you've come home.
Right. It's about those moments that make you feel truly alive, whether it's a stunning view or a perfectly prepared meal.
It's about indulging your senses, feeding your soul, and lugriginous. The company that planned this trip, they seem to understand that.
They do. They seem to get that true luxury is in the details, those little touches that make a trip truly special.
It's like having a personal travel designer who knows all the secrets of Mallorca.
Exactly. So before we move on, I think it's important to recap what we've talked about. That unique blend of history and modernity, the slower pace of life, the sense of community, the natural beauty, the incredible food. But most importantly, that idea that luxury in Mallorca is about having experiences that connect you with the heart of the island.
Perfectly said. Ready to explore how we can apply all this to our listeners.
Absolutely. Let's dive in.
All right, so we've talked about all these amazing things in Mallorca, luxurious hotels, hidden beaches, mountain hikes, even cooking classes. But how do we take all that and turn it into a real trip for our listeners?
That's the fun part. We're not trying to copy this blog exactly. It's more like using it as a starting point to, create your perfect trip. What are you passionate about? What does luxury mean to you?
Right. Are you drawn to history and architecture?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're craving outdoor adventures? Or is it the food scene that's calling your name? Maybe you just want to relax and focus on wellness.
Mallorca really has it all. I mean, you could spend a week just exploring historical sites. Or you could focus on the art and culture in Palma. Or maybe you want to spend all your time hiking in the Tramuntana Mountains.
And we keep coming back to this idea of slowing down. It's like hitting the reset button on life.
Exactly. And that's where Luxure comes in. This company that organized the trip in the blog, they're all about creating these super personalized experiences.
So it's like having a personal travel expert who knows all the best-kept secrets of Mallorca.
Exactly. Imagine telling them what you're looking for, whether it's diving deep into history, exploring the food scene, or having a total wellness retreat, they can make it happen.
Let's brainstorm a little. Say you're a history buff. Luxure could set you up with private tours of all the historical sites, maybe even a meeting with a local historian.
Or let's say you want to connect with nature. They could play a whole itinerary through the Tramuntana Mountains, guided hikes to hidden waterfalls, picnics with incredible views, maybe even a visit to a local artisan.
And for the foodies out there, imagine taking a cooking class with a famous Mallorcan chef, then going to the market to pick out fresh ingredients and having a meal prepared just for you.
They could even arrange a wine tasting at a local vineyard or a visit to an olive oil farm. The possibilities are endless. It all comes down to figuring out what you want out of a trip to Mallorca.
That's the key, right? What do you hope to discover? Relaxation, adventure, culture, incredible food. Once you know that, you can start planning your dream trip.
It's like planting a seed and watching it grow into something amazing. And remember, luxury doesn't have to mean spending a ton of money. It could be finding a quiet beach, sharing a meal with locals, watching the sunset.
Those are the moments we remember, right?
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, our message is this. Don't just visit Mallorca. Experience it. Immerse yourself in the culture, the history, the beauty of it all. Slow down and let the island work its magic.
And if you're looking for a guide to help you create that perfect trip, remember Luxure. They seem to really get what makes Mallorca special.
So what are you waiting for? Start dreaming, start planning, and get ready for an incredible adventure in Mallorca. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.